Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know the Radical Russian in Montana is. Radical Russian, are you there?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Radical Russian, were you by any chance listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room yesterday?
No, unfortunately, I was not in the car at that point in time.
No worries at all. He sounds ready to go, though, Steve, so why don't you get out of here?
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Radical Russian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, if he dies, he dies.
What color hat does Jack in the Box mascot wear?
One more time.
What color hat does Jack in the Box's mascot
blue.
Wear? Oh, no, not blue.
Green.
No.
Red.
No. Which U.S. coin's production was halted this year?
One more time.
Which U.S. coin's production was halted this year?
The penny.
Yes. How many islands are located in the Bay of Naples?
3.
Yes. What do you call a group of fish?
A school.
Correct. What decade did the Dennis the Menace comic strip debut?
50s.
Yes. Who directed the Godfather trilogy?
It is the Francis Ford Coppola.
That's the one. What is the study of the atmosphere called?
Oh, my goodness. Steve's probably not going to get this one either. Atmospherology?
No.
Okay, skip.
Which coach did the Chicago Bears fire in 1993?
Butkus?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct. You got there, Radical Russian. Split right down the middle.
And the hat is yellow. I know
it
this is. One. I don't know why. I totally freeze on this.
Okay, he's back in here, though. Keep it down. We don't want to give him any hints.
No hints for that man.
All right.
Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back. I want to give a quick shout-out to a lady named Emma. I just found out that from our phone screener, Dayton, said that she called in because she was going through IVF stuff, and apparently some good news just happened, and knew that I went through it back in the day and heard all my stories and me sharing it on the show and how my wife went through that, and I guess her and her wife have some great news, and so shout-out to Emma. It made me very happy to hear that.
That is so awesome.
That's all
congrats,
I know, though.
Emma.
But yes, so okay, that good vibes.
So you're playing for Emma?
I absolutely am.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, baby.
Okay, that might be a weird one to play right after that, but okay, let's go.
What color hat does the Jack in the Box mascot wear?
Yellow.
Yes. Which U.S. coin's production was halted this year?
The penny.
Yeah. How many islands are located in the Bay of Naples?
4.
No.
5.
No.
6.
No.
7.
What do you call a group of fish?
A school.
Yeah. What decade did the Dennis the Menace comic strip debut?
30s.
No.
20s.
No.
40s.
No.
Damn it.
Who directed the Godfather trilogy?
Martin Scorsese.
No.
Oh. George Lucas.
No.
Who directed it?
Yeah.
Crap, I thought it was Scorsese. Oh, what the hell is the other? Oh, man. I don't know. Steven Spielberg.
No. What is the study of the atmosphere called?
Meteorology.
Yes. What coach did the Chicago Bears fire in 1993?
Mike Ditka.
They did. Which U.S. state has the most active volcanoes?
U.S. state. Washington.
No.
Hawaii.
No.
Alaska?
Yes. Who released the album Slippery When Wet and New
Bon
Jersey?
Jovi.
Yes, he did. And with time on the clock, Steve, that's you dang. Got 7 correct. And that is a victory, 7-5. Sorry, Radical Russian.
Oh, congratulations, Steve. You beat me.
I sure as hell did. And song might play. I hate this machine right now.
You don't want me to sing it?
Am I going to be kicking myself about The Godfather?
Probably. And also, our friend the Radical Russian did know that there are 3 islands in the Bay of Naples. He also knew that Dennis the Menace, the comic strip, debuted in 1950, in the 50s. And then he also knew that The Godfather trilogy was Francis Ford Coppola.
Francis Ford Coppola.
There you go, Steve Miggs. But you know what? A win is a win.
And shout out to Emma.
Yeah. We got another chance to play Beat Miggs coming up at 8:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Do you guys remember the show Home Improvement?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I watched that religiously. If you are a fan of the show Home Improvement, call in now, 206-803-ROCK. If you're like me and you grew up watching Home Improvement, we want you to call 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins. The world. Do you remember Zachary Ty Bryan?
Oh, yeah.
He was the guy that played the oldest brother,
yes.
Brad Taylor, on Home Improvement, one of the most popular TV shows back in the day.
One of the greats.
And he was also very regularly on the cover of Tiger Beat magazine, Steve Miggs, which was plastered all over my wall back in the day. But now he's trading those covers in for mug shots. He's been in and out of trouble over and over and over these past few years and was just arrested in Eugene, Oregon. This is the news report on it.
Zachary Ty Bryant played Brad on the show, the oldest son. Police in Eugene, Oregon say he violated the terms of his probation for a domestic violence conviction involving his fiance, Johnny Faye Cartwright. She was also arrested on Saturday for driving under the influence, reckless endangerment, and attempted first-degree assault.
Sounds like a fun couple right there.
Yeah.
Have you seen like the mugshots and the pictures of him?
I don't know.
I don't know if you really want to see him on the cover of, was it Tiger Beat
Tiger
magazine?
Tiger Beat magazine, baby.
I mean, we should have known the writing was on the wall back in the Home Improvement days. He was a wild child back then, remember?
He was the bad boy.
Do you remember when he got popped for having pot?
Oh, yeah.
Is this your dope or not?
The truth. All right, it's mine. I came to pick it up after the basketball game and I was going to take it to a party.
Well, now you're a supplier.
No, Dad, a lot of kids bring stuff.
What is it, a potluck?
You know what, Dad, don't you think you're being a little hypocritical?
Well, why don't you explain that to me?
I don't know, you were alive during the whole hippie thing. Are you telling me you never smoked weed?
Don't turn this around. This is not about...
So I feel like with that show... A few of the members of that show have had some issues with the law, so we wanted to put people to the test to see whether or not they got in trouble or not.
We have Corinne from Puyallup on the phone. Corinne, you were a big Home Improvement watcher?
I was. I grew up listening to it.
Oh, yeah.
Or watching it.
It was such a fun show. I mean, the family dynamic, the neighbors, the show within a show, Pam Anderson.
Oh.
All the good stuff. All right. All right, so we're going to list a member of that show, a character from that show, and you have to tell us if they got in trouble in real life. I feel we'll start off with the first one, the OG, the dad, and that would be Tim the Toolman Taylor. Do you think Tim Allen got in trouble with the law?
As much as I would like to say yes, I'm going to say no.
Oh, boy, you don't know his backstory. Before Home Improvement, he got in trouble because he spent 2 years in federal prison for a major cocaine trafficking conviction.
Cocaine!
Are you serious?
Yes. Also got a DUI in the 90s as well. Yeah, Tim the Toolman was a troublemaker.
Wow.
If you've never looked up his mugshot, please do. It's so 70s with his mustache and whatnot.
He was a big coke guy.
Yeah.
Nick is in Illinois this morning. Nick, let's play a little game with you.
All right, now let's move on over to the mom, Jill Taylor. Patricia Richardson, do you think she ever got in trouble with the law?
I almost think it's got to be yes.
Well, you are wrong. Oh, man. Thankfully, she was a true America's TV mom and didn't get in any trouble.
She was squeaky clean.
Yes, she stayed America's TV mom forever.
Megan in Sammamish, we're going to play the game with you.
Awesome. What's up, guys?
What's going on, Megan? So we already know that the oldest brother got in some trouble, but what about the youngest, Mark Taylor, which was played by Taryn Noah Smith? Do you think Taryn Noah Smith got in trouble?
You know, he always looked like an angel, so I'm going
to
say yes.
You are correct. He got popped for a DUI, drug possession in 2012, and then the strangest part of it all, Taryn, you didn't know any of this?
No.
He was in the middle of a very messy underage marriage and some trust fund drama with his family. He was 17, married a 33-year-old.
Ooh.
And then accused his parents of mishandling his trust fund. Eventually, I guess they reconciled and he realized maybe he shouldn't have gotten married to the 33-year-old.
That is a wild story.
Yes.
Michael in Seattle, we've got one more to play with you.
All right, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Let's go with the middle brother, which would be Randy Taylor, played by JTT, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Do you think he got in trouble with the law?
Yes.
You do? No. Actually, he stayed squeaky clean. He just got out of Hollywood, which was smart.
Yeah, that is smart.
Yeah, I mean, talk about two of the three kids got in trouble with the law.
He probably took that home improvement money and that Lion King money, and he dipped out.
All right, how about Wilson? Remember the neighbor Wilson?
Yes.
What do you guys think?
He had to have been bad.
He had those shifty eyes.
Yep, pimping and drug dealing after the show.
Are you joking?
Yes. He didn't get in any trouble. He was just a good dude behind the fence.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so grateful that you are supporting Coats for Kids in such a big way this year, Rockaholics. We have a goal of $50,000 by the end of this year, and we are on our way thanks to some very, very generous folks that listen.
Yeah, Jens Nielsen donated $30. Thank you very much for making that donation. Kelly O'Mara donated $69.69.
Nice.
And then also big shout out, once again, we talked about him earlier, but we got to give some love to Alan Clark, donated over $500 to Coats for Kids. We are currently at $15,414 raised. Our goal is $50,000. We have a ways to go, but the Rockaholics have been very generous, and thank you so much for helping out these kids that are in need of a brand new coat.
Let's keep those donations rolling in. You can head over to KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
This time of year, I know a lot of us look forward to watching the holiday classic Frosty the Snowman.
Yes.
Steve Miggs, any idea what year that movie came out?
I'm guessing 1967?
No.
Nine.
Yes.
Yeah.
You might not not know that Jackie Vernon is the voice actor behind Frosty, and he reportedly had multiple secret families before he actually started his life with his wife Hazel and their children.
Oh, Frosty was a player.
Apparently so. David Vernon is one of the couple's three kids, and all of this was revealed during the Nostalgia Tonight with Joe Sibilia radio show.
I don't know who answered the door. I might have answered the door, and there was a woman there with a kid who was older than I was. He was probably in his late teens, and he was a little rough around the edges looking. And the woman asked to speak to my dad.
I kind of want to know what the hell that means. Like, do you have like brass knucks in a hand?
Tell
and
me
a
more.
Knife? Yeah. What made him look rough around the edges?
And I said, you know, my dad's on the road. He's not home. I remember she was very firm. She's like, well, I want to speak to your mother then. So my mom came, and I guess she assessed what the situation was right away, but my mom told me to go upstairs and talk to her, but I heard like a somewhat heated conversation going on, and then a couple minutes later they left, and, you know, I had to know. I was like, so, you know, I asked my mom, who was that? It finally kind of came out that before our family, my dad had been married at least three other times, which I was kind of shocked to find out. This was before he became famous. One marriage, I think, was when he was, you know, in the military, when he was like 19. From these marriages, he had sons, and he named them all Ralph after himself, after his...
Wait a second. So he just named all of his kids Ralph and then Ralph. Dipped on them?
Wow.
After himself, after his, you know, his original name, Ralph Ferroni. But he also abandoned all these families. He left them... moved on.
Crazy. I know when he continued to talk about how like his mom was adamant that none of their sons could be named Ralph because she was worried that was like the kiss of bad luck.
Ooh.
Like he names his kids Ralph and then he ditches them.
Yikes.
The whole thing is very strange.
And then they come back for that Frosty money?
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Give me that money, Frosty.
Many people have voiced their opinions on this on the internet, so let's go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of those comments. We figured who better to read it than...
Frosty the Snowman?
Okay, he wasn't available, so we found the next most popular snowman.
Oh, Olaf!
Olaf, yes! Yeah, Robot Olaf, which I don't know, it's kind of questionable if it sounds like Olaf, but yeah, we'll work with it, okay?
Okay.
He's reading the comments about Frosty having multiple families and multiple kids.
Frosty out here spreading more than Christmas cheer.
Yes. Is Jonathan Taylor Thomas playing Olaf now?
I think so.
Magic Hat? Sounds like he needed a magic Jimmy hat.
Yeah.
That would have been helpful.
For kids that don't know, Jimmy hat used to be a term we used for condoms.
Oh!
Today,
oh,
you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, so Frosty needed a condom.
I got it. Maybe.
So he wouldn't have multiple children.
Thanks, Steve.
Named Ralph.
Frosty really said, I'll be back again someday, to his other family.
Oh, but he didn't come back.
Lies. All lies.
So he would make families and then just ditch them and then create new families and then just ditch them.
What a jerk.
Yeah, Frosty sucks.
I love Frosty. Seriously, did I have to know this? This changes everything.
It does. My child used to walk around everywhere with a Frosty the Snowman stuffy, even in the summer.
But no longer.
I'm burning it today.
Santa wasn't the only one slaying.
Yes. Ooh. Apparently Frosty was slaying a little bit more than Santa.
One family is enough, especially during the holidays.
Ooh.
You ain't telling me.
That gets expensive.
I don't know how people have like the secret family.
No.
That seems like it'd be just so expensive.
I think it's a lot easier for a guy to have that than a girl.
You think?
I don't have any secret families.
Yeah, are we sure? Yes. Nobody's going to be knocking on your door wanting to talk to Brad?
No.
Okay.
Them voiceover checks must have been crazy back then to take care of three families at once.
Also, I think back then, I mean, you hear stories, I don't know how true they are, but like back then someone could like almost, you know, survive on a minimum wage salary.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you wouldn't be living the lap of luxury, but you could pay your bills. Those
For sure.
days are kind of gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit of a different time. But yeah, probably the money that he was making as a comedian and a celebrity and a voiceover guy helped fund his multiple Ralphs.
Who cares? His personal life doesn't take away from the magic of the movie.
Yeah, it does.
It absolutely does now.
I'm kidding. I don't care either.
Perfectly cast for a guy that magically appears and disappears.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he really, I guess, did live up to the character.
So is this what Father of Mine is about by Everclear? Oh, no. Frosty?
Three secret families. Bro wasn't Frosty. He was Frosty the Snowman whore.
Yes. I believe they're making a new one.
I think I'm still going to watch the movie, but I will judge.
Well, I mean, wait until you hear what happened with Rudolph and his red nose. It's kind of crazy. Oh, no.
The Daily Mix Show. Speaking
of holiday magic, Steve, we've got a fun show happening 1 week from Friday. It's called Unwrapped, an Acoustic Holiday, and it's going to be Brent and Zach from Shinedown in the house. It's going to be the Pretty Reckless. We've got Daughtry and Mammoth.
Unwrapped. That was part of Frosty's problem.
It absolutely was. Yeah. And the other really cool thing, there's a pre-party happening. Steve Miggs, we're going to be taking over Tony V's. The Men's Room will be broadcasting live next Friday, December 12th, beginning at 2 o'clock. Get all the details at KISW.com. We know you're going to go out there and just absolutely own this day. And we're going to give you a couple of tidbits from the world of pop culture to take you through. We're going to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Ozzy Osbourne has just had some new merch drop in his merch shop. It is the Roger Waters diss shirt, which I'm sure...
And this is fully sanctioned. Like, this is on Ozzy's website.
I bet this thing will sell out so fast. It is a shirt that shows Ozzy urinating on the wall.
It's the Pink Floyd wall.
Yes, the wall.
Because he got in trouble for doing it on the Alamo.
He did.
Yes.
And then they forgave him. I think he apologized at some point. I don't think there's going to be an apology for this shirt, though.
And this is because, it's not like he just picked Rand and did like, oh, let's just make fun of Pink Floyd. Like, Roger Waters has not been very kind in, like, what he's said about Ozzy over the years.
No, and he trashed him right after his passing, yeah. And Jack Osbourne was like, nobody. And then, obviously, Sharon put together this wonderful line of merch
to celebrate the occasion. If memory serves me correct, and I might be paraphrased, but I believe Jack Osbourne called him, like, an insufferable C word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you can buy the shirt. I think it's $41.
And I think there's, like, multiple versions. There's also, I think, one, like, where he's, like, doing it on, it's almost like he's Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes.
And he's, like, going number one on, like, the Prism Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I mean, it's a smart little clapback for sure.
We went to Ozzy's website, and we also noticed that they also have a bat stuffy, and the stuffy, you can remove the head.
It's perfect.
It's not worth $40, but it's pretty cool.
$40
for a stuffed animal. Yeah. I mean, unless it's Build-A-Bear, I ain't trying for that. No. I can't believe that yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of the passing of Scott Weiland.
Ooh, that, yeah.
I was recently on a... what was the band? Velvet Revolver. Obviously, Stone Temple Pilots was the band that he was known for, but I loved those Velvet Revolver records, especially the first one. I thought it was just such a great record from beginning to end. Getting to see them live at the Showbox will still forever be one of my favorite concert experiences.
So cool.
But apparently, there was an unreleased solo track that he never put out, and they put it out yesterday or right around this time to celebrate his life and his legacy. And it's called If I Could Fly. It's up on there on Scott Weiland's YouTube page if you want to check it out. But here's a snippet of it. Have you heard it?
No, I have not.
Originally, it was released on Black Friday's Record Store Day last week on vinyl. And now it's up on YouTube as well. I've always loved his voice on like the rockers and also on like the chill songs too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Ten years ago yesterday.
There's a DoorDash driver from Florida who dropped a chicken wing on the concrete, put it back into the box it came in, licked his fingers, and all of this was caught on camera. This is the homeowner, the chicken wing eater, Trina Brown, talking about what happened.
She said, Mom, all he had to do was knock on the door and say, hey, it was really one boneless wing.
Okay, first of all, that's not a chicken wing.
It's a chicken nugget.
It's a nugget. He dropped a nugget. And also, how does it get out of the box?
I don't know.
Was he dipping into that?
Out of 12 that dropped on the ground. I dropped this, just wanted to let you know, if he can't deliver food with due care, then maybe there's something else out there for him to do. Secondly, on DoorDash's behalf, I'm not really sure what the training is, you know, but maybe it's time to bring the drivers in or require them to have some type of training.
I
get the first part. You're right. Like, he should have just been honest. I don't know. I don't know if I'm laying blame on DoorDash. Like, what's their training? I don't think there is much of a training. I think it's just that, you know, that's just what you get. Like, if you want someone to deliver food, sometimes you're going to get some interesting characters. But, like, I don't think DoorDash did anything wrong.
No, I don't think they need to, like, you know, claim responsibility or implement training because of one dropped chicken wing.
Right. Like, I'm sorry. We weren't anticipating that this guy would put his fingers in your chicken wings or boneless chicken wings and then drop one and then pick it up and put it back into the box. Like, I don't think that they needed to give a tutorial about
that.
No,
there's no protocol.
Right.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is one more opportunity for someone to try to beat you today, Steve.
Also, I would have just ate it if I was him.
Me too.
Right? 5 second rule.
Yep.
Your record is 377 wins, 129 losses, and 105 ties. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.